Scott, would you like to read first?
Certainly.
Would you stand up just for this one?
Yes, I'll stand up for this one.
No.
This is called News Poem, 5 January 1995 by William Gillespie. When AT&T announced its intentions to lay off 40,000 workers, the shit really hit the fan. Those Wall Street analysts who applauded the job trimming were pretty surprised when 40,000 AT&T workers showed up in their neighborhoods to dismantle their houses and cars in a matter of minutes. You should have seen them storm the company's headquarters. They really fucked shit up. It wasn't pretty. The 1,000-meter-high neon acronym whitened the sky with showers of sparks as 40,000 AT&T workers dragged it from its foundations. When they sang their song in 40,000-part harmony, it drove bats from its crazy, and Coast Guard ships collided with oil tankers. It sure didn't take 40,000 AT&T workers long to rip down every telephone cable from Newark to New Brunswick. 40,000 is a lot of disgruntled AT&T workers, especially when compared to a leap in the Dow Jones Industrial Average of a measly 60 points. What if 40,000 angry AT&T workers got together with 3,000 furious MCI employees, 5,000 screaming General Motors employees, and 22,000 pissed Times Mirror employees? They could do a lot of damage pretty quickly, especially when some of them are entitled to health care for an additional year. I'm glad they're with us now.
Barbara out there?